that guy will go out. The first small village he finds, he goes in and say, I need a couple of breads. They give him the bread, he will give the money. The guy will look at them and say, this coin? This is from the time of Dagyanus, Diogenes. This is the old time. What do you mean, old time? This coin, 200 years ago. They realized that they slept for 200 years. Means the time passed for 200 years and they woke up when that silly person, that pharaoh, did not exist anymore. You know what's the amazing thing? Even the dog was in the same situation. So we say that dog, being companion of these guys, became a human being. What does that mean to you? Oh, it's a magical, lovely story, okay. But what is it to you?
That he became a human being?
Hmm?
That he became a human being?
Yeah.
It's conception.
Oh, you forgot it's a part of you, the dog. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That's the point. The dog, the doggy one is a part of you. You remember the ego for us are mainly explained four animals. Dog, donkey, horse, camel, right? Because each, and the cow. The cow is the main, the eater one. The one who thinks about the food is the cow. You will see the cow is a famous cow that cannot handle the johar or the essence. We'll see that later. Now, he says, look, even the dog, if your dog will be the companion of the fellows in you, who will trust in God, even the dog will become a human being. Don't worry about the jungle in you, because it is not something dangerous. It is if you leave it alone. If you work on it, all these animals being tamed, who doesn't want to touch that donkey that the Jesus was riding? That's what it is. Means this animal in me, if you use them correctly, you put them in place, are fantastic. Doesn't mean they're bad. I mean, we are not looking at you as a bad stuff. A lot of them are misplaced and the ignorance is the abuse. So here he talks about that doggy and we say, all the lions are puny compared to that dog. Because that dog started as a dog, ended up to be the best. What is the lion? Because here we're talking about your lion, your power, your potency. Even the doggy, if is the companion of the essence seekers of you, or the believers in you, will be transformed to become something better than the lion. Yes?
What loss does it suffer from that abhorred shape, inasmuch as its spirit was plunged in the ocean of light?
Yeah, the doggy will sit down and cry, I lost my originality of being dog. The dog is transformed now. The life of this dog is submerged in light. That's what will happen, inshallah, to you.
'Tis not in pens to describe form. In letters is learned and just.
Yeah. Okay, the word letter is wrong here. Name is letter, but it's more than that. In Persian language, name has a lot of meaning. First of all, it comes from the name, and whatever is written is nome. Because if you write, the story of the king will be Shahnameh. You heard about it. That's what nome is. I say, okay, look at this nome, means look at the big books. What are you talking about? Really, the books, the real good books. What are you talking about? Do they talk about the facial stuff? Or do they talk about who is knowledgeable and who is just? All the things that we write down, we study, we try to understand is to understand justice. Just. Right. Correct. Real. Expectancy. God. This is what we're looking for. This is what is the content of whatever prescription somebody will write to the human being. Not about the faces. And here faces is not just face. That's surat. Means facial explanation or facial understanding or superficial understanding.
Yes? Shallowness, almost.
Shallowness.
Shallow.
No, it's more than that. Surat, making one day give you a speech about these letters. You do him a favor, because he will learn it, he will go back and study it. That's what it is, surat. Because surat is face. But as I said, tasavvur is there, which is, my God. All the imagination is there, because you will create some pictures in your mind. You picture it, right? So it's tasavvur, right? And something is musawwar, means there is a story which there are some pictures in it. Picture is tasweer. So it's a little bit complicated and lovely, because it touches everything, not only the facial stuff.
Well, sounds like another meaning for the word suri is like anything that just has the appearance of something.
Exactly.
But doesn't have the essence.
Suri means that you just, for example, somebody talks something and you believe him. Suri is talking. Means he was just giving you that picture. He doesn't mean it. Yeah, there is no meaning in it. No. And surat parast is a very good complicated word. Parast is Persian. Parastidan means to adore, to worship. Surat parast is the facial worshipper. Somebody who worships the face, the picture, the imagination, the simplification, and all that is in tasawwur, yeah?
Well, it's just a word that I heard. What's khashparast?
Khashmaparast?
Khashparast.
Khash.
Khash.
Khash. Khash. Maybe the pronunciation is difficult, because khash is another pronunciation, archaic pronunciation of khosh. And khosh means good. Khoshhal means happy. Khosh is happy, enchanted, and khashparast could be the old pronunciation, because now in Afghanistan they say khash. Khoshi. There is a waw over there which doesn't play a role in now pronunciation, which was in the archaic time. Maybe that's that. I don't know. Bring me the written book, because the pronunciation is tricky. Vasfa alam nist andar khamaha. Alim o adil wabat dar namaha. Yes. And let's see what is the knowledgeable. You said in all these papers we should look for what? The just and the knowledgeable fellow. Yes?
Learned and just are only the spiritual essence which thou wilt not find in place or in front or behind.
I don't know why he did it, but it's simpler than that. He will say, Alim adil hamim ma'anistu bas. You say, being just and being knowledgeable is meaning only. Ma'ani is in here. He used meaningless for the animal life. He will say the meaning is this. Being just is a meaning. It's not physical existence of something. It's a meaning in someone. Just or